This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Rakai Gupta got right about political messaging. When politics becomes a megaphone, the Vand matter and controversy. What happened? Delhi Chief Minister Rakai Gupta publicly aligned herself with Home Minister Amit Shah's criticism of Congress, following a dispute over the national song Vand Mataram. Gupta accused Congress leaders of being self-serving and indifferent to what she called an insult to the song. The episode is the latest exchange in an ongoing pattern of sharp rhetorical attacks between India's ruling coalition and the opposition. The communication angle. Picture a political ally watching her senior colleague throw a punch in a fight. She has two choices: step forward and add her voice, or hold back and let him land it alone. Rakai Gupta stepped forward. That choice tells us everything about the communication strategy at play here, and most of it is worth learning from, even if you've no interest in Indian politics. What Gupta did is called pylon amplification. When a message is already in the air, a second voice does not just repeat it. It legitimizes it. Shah threw the accusation. Gupta confirmed it. Together they built a simple, repeating signal. Congress disrespects India's national song. That signal is easy to remember, easy to repeat, and very hard to defend against. This is not accident. This is craft. But here is where it gets interesting. Gupta's specific word choice, calling Congress self-centered, does something clever. It shifts the frame from the incident itself to a character verdict. She is not arguing about what happened at the event. She is arguing about who Congress is as an institution. That is a much harder attack to counter, because you cannot fact-check a character claim the same way you can fact-check an event. Opponents would need to argue against their own identity, which almost nobody does effectively. The real communication failure belongs to Congress, at least based on what this story reveals. When you are accused of disrespecting something sacred to millions of people, silence or deflection is catastrophic. The only effective counter is to be faster, louder, and more emotionally direct. Instead, Congress allowed Shah and Gupta to frame the entire story. Once someone else owns the frame, you are just reacting. And reacting always looks like losing. For professionals outside politics, the lesson is identical. When someone frames a narrative about you or your organization, you do not get points for being reasonable and measured. You get points for being first and clear. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing and first mover advantage gives you a concrete framework for identifying who controls the narrative in any conflict and how to take that control back before the other side locks it in. Once you see how framing works, you will never sit quietly through an accusation again. The takeaway. Before your next public response to any criticism, write down this question in plain language. What will people remember about this story in 48 hours? Then build every sentence around that single memory. Not the facts. Not your feelings. The one thing you need people to walk away believing. Gupta knew her answer. Congress apparently did not. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.